got some cooking and it's looking good.
Hello and welcome to This Is The Way Phase 4. Today we have a WandaVision Season 1 Episode 3 discussion for you, and I'm your host, Steve Lascalzo. If you'd like to take part, email us, thisisthewayphase4@gmail.com, or send us a tweet, @thewayphase4. And you can also look for us on Facebook. I'm trying to build up a presence there as well. Where we last left off? Well, Wanda and Vision won the inaugural Comedy of the Year award at the Westview Elementary Talent Show fundraiser. You know that one for the children. They also got to meet a few more suspects. I mean, neighbors. A bump in the night at the beginning of the episode ended up producing a baby bump by the end of the episode for Wanda. Radios might be malfunctioning, watches seem to be ticking too fast, and the world is finally in color. Season 1 Episode 2 started in a way that Season 1 Episode 1 did not. It had a previously on WandaVision segment. Now I'm going to read to you what happens there, because I think Marvel Studios is showing us things that they think are important. Now, they may or may not be important in the end of things, but I think they're showing them to us for a reason. Wanda says, the town show fundraiser is the most important event of the season. And I don't think that's a line verbatim from the episode. I think they kind of edited a couple of lines together because I don't remember them calling it the town show fundraiser. She says, and I want us to fit in. Geraldine says, I actually don't know what I'm doing here. Wanda introduces herself. I'm Wanda. Geraldine says, Geraldine. Wanda, can you read me? Over is heard on the radio. And then Wanda says, something strange happened with Dottie to Vision. And then she says, well, something strange happened before that, too. It's hard to explain. Then you hear, it wasn't so hard to fit in after all. And what is that? There's bees buzzing because the beekeeper comes out of the manhole cover. And that's when Wanda says, no. And she rewinds time. Then she asks Vision, is this really happening? And this time he says, yes, my love. And the world colorizes, and Wanda and Vision share a kiss.
Makes it simple for them.
It's worth noting that the Marvel Studios title screen does not fade to black like it did in episode one. I think we're kind of done with that now that we're in color. But it didn't do that last episode either. This one is just a straight Marvel Studios title screen. And there's no cold open this week. It's just got like a Partridge Family, Brady Bunch type 70s show open. You have a lot of different scenes that are basically just to set up Wanda and Vision as a Brady Bunch, Partridge Family kind of family. The song says, we got something cooking and it's looking good. We've got something cooking and who knew we could? All great expectations lead to complications, but it's groovy and fun. It's me and it's you. Together, 1 + 1 = 2. And then it goes, ba 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 ba, WandaVision. Ba 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 ba, WandaVision. The second verse says, some sudden surprises come in all shapes and sizes, but it's rainbows and sun, it's you and it's me. Together, 1 + 1 = family. And the show ends up starting with a shot of the house from the street. It's very Brady-esque. And there's music that's very Brady-esque as well. And then there's the establishing shot, basically, of, you know, the car in the driveway kind of a thing. This is setting up where they're living.
At 4 months, the fetus is about as big as a pear.
At 5 months, a papaya. 6, grapefruit. 7, pineapple. 8, honeydew.
So inside the house, we have a doctor, and we find out eventually that his name is Stan Nielsen. I guess that's to insinuate, you know, like a little bit of the Nielsen ratings. And he examines Wanda and confirms that she's pregnant. Vision is kind of shocked. I don't know what to think about Vision at this point, because he's kind of gets what's going on, but then he also is shocked and amazed at every turn, it seems. I mean, he knows that Wanda can do magic, right? It's not a mystery at all. So why is she pregnant? It's because she created them, right? I mean, you would think that he would know that and that he would figure that out really fast, but the doctor kind of explains a little bit of the birds and the bees to him a little bit, and it plays for a little funny laugh. You know, it's still, at this point, a comedy, you know, a sitcom. he gives a funny fruit analogy that's kind of insulting to women as well. Like 4 months is a pear, 5 months the baby is the size of a papaya, 6 months grapefruit, 7 months pineapple, 8 months honeydew. Vision is real concerned, but the doctor dismisses it as nerves. And Vision says, I have nerves as well. I have nerves of steel, so there goes your theory. And he actually does. He has a nervous system that has steel. I mean, he is a synthezoid, I guess, is what he's called. He escorts the doctor out. The doctor says he's taking his wife on holiday in the afternoon to Bermuda, which I don't know why Bermuda, but okay. Herb's there trimming the bushes, though. And when the shot cuts back to Herb after there's a little talk with the doctor, he's cutting through cinder blocks with the bush trimmer. I don't know how that's possible. I mean, I've used an electric bush trimmer before, but I don't think they're that powerful to cut through cinder blocks. But the gist of it is he kind of has a trance on his face. He's like, even when Vision calls to him, he doesn't stop. Back inside, Vision almost tells Wanda about her, but Wanda turns around and he's, oh my goodness. And she's at a new stage. She turns around, knocks over fruit, and Vision speeds up to catch a papaya. So she's at the papaya stage, and he makes an awful papaya dad joke. Terrible. Wanda then is holding orange slices in one hand, magically putting a crib together and painting the room, or nesting, as Vision reads. She gets a butterfly mobile out with magic. She's talking about morning sickness, mood swings, aching back, sore feet. That's why while Vision is reading these things in the magazine. But she says all she feels is excitement, happiness, and then she feels a little flutter in her belly. And at that, butterflies, the mobile, come alive. They flutter and come alive. So she says she didn't mean to do that, though. So how much of this is intentional and how much of this is just that she's crazy or in a crazy state right now and making things happen when she doesn't realize it? Vision reads that her stage now is at 6 months. And then he can't keep up even with super speed. And he says, I can't wait to meet you, little Billy. It might be a reference to one of the storylines of Wanda in the comics where her son Billy is a superhero called Wiccan. Wanda is more fond of the name Tommy, though, which she says is a nice classic all-American name. And perhaps that's to continue the charade she's living, especially since she's from Sokovia in the MCU and not America, though she probably grew up watching American TV, and that's probably why she created the world this way. And Tommy probably references Tommy Shepard, the superhero called Speed. There's a back and forth. Vision references Shakespeare, Wanda says, and to end the debate is to hope for a girl. And then she uses her magic to continue painting a stork on the wall, which will come into play later. The stork is holding one baby. Vision estimates a due date of Friday afternoon. And then it cuts to him in the dining room. Using a doll to time himself changing diapers. Wanda's in the kitchen. He's got a tightening sensation. The Vision looks it up, says it's Braxton Hicks contractions, false labor. They try breathing exercises, but they don't work. And then Wanda's magic gets out of control. When the pain stops, so does the magic. Vision says he'll check on the neighbors because things were going crazy in the house, and he wants to go outside and find out what happened outside. We do get to see a scene inside the Jones household where Dottie asks Phil Jones if her earrings make her look fat, but the power goes out and he says, thank God. And this gives us a little confirmation that, unlike Herb, the lives of the townspeople do go on without Wanda. And I say unlike Herb, you know, they may be on autopilot a little bit, but they're not just conjured puppets, because Herb seemed to have like that malfunction at the wall. But Dottie and Phil are going on with their lives and are at least maybe, I guess you could say that maybe Wanda engineered a cutaway in her universe, but I think that's very unlikely. I think the people are going on with their lives outside of Wanda and Vision going on with theirs while they're inside this universe.
Do these earrings make me look fat?
Oh, thank God.
Vision says the whole block is out. And then Wanda says something scary. That was just a fake contraction. Who knows what will happen when the real thing starts? But she's still worried that the people in town are going to figure out their secret, not about the damage she's going to cause. This is when Vision starts to put things together.
Yes, I know what you mean.
It's a really interesting scene. He remembers the hearts at dinner. He points out Herb. He says, I think something's wrong here, Wanda. And then we, the audience, see a different kind of time skip from last week's rewind. It almost looks like a bad edit. Vision goes immediately back to the point where he starts to get serious and figure things out. But this time, he immediately gives a comforting answer that Wanda much more readily accepts. So it's like a little jump cut, weird edit. And then he, you know, basically is telling them like, oh, you know, we don't know what to expect. She says they don't know what to expect and wonders if the baby will be human or synthesoid or a bit of both. And then Vision says if it's anything like his ma, Billy will be perfect. And she says Tommy. So they're going to have this little Billy versus Tommy debate most of the episode. Wanda then has another contraction. This one she says is real. And Vision freaks out a little bit. He starts levitating himself. Wanda keeps herself together and does breathing exercises. But when she gets things under control, it starts raining inside the house. And she says, my water broke. So much for Friday afternoon, right?
No. Sorry, Mom.
We got another commercial. Just like the first two episodes, there's a WandaVision episode commercial break right in the middle. It's got several scenes of a harried housewife. It's the same woman from the first two commercials. There's no sign of the man at this point. She's got either one kid or two kids at different points. And it's kind of like a Calgon take me away little montage. The voiceover asks, do you need a break? And she turns to the camera and replies, you read my mind. Which is interesting. You read my mind. The voice says, come with me. And she closes her eyes, and then a dissolve has her opening them back up in a tub with bubbles. And then I think that's the man that she shared the first two episode commercial breaks with. He's fanning her with a palm frond, and he's wearing a toga. The voiceover continues, escape to a world all your own, where your problems float away when you want to get away, but you don't want to go anywhere. Hydra soak. Find the goddess within. And it's says on the box, it says Hydra Soak, luxury bath powder, net weight 4 ounces, made in USA or made in USA. And it's got the Hydra emblem in light blue repeated around the small bath powder box. This logo is repeated all over the box. So we've got a toaster oven in the 50s. In the 60s, we had a watch, the Strucker watch. And now we have the 70s and a luxury bath powder. I don't really know what those go to, how those go together. The first two, well, actually, all three, I guess, were about time, right? The first one that had a, you know, you were trying to save time toasting your toast. And then the second one was about keeping time. And then the third one is about taking more time.
Hydra Soak. Find the goddess within.
So then we get to the second half of the episode. Vision and Wanda are under the dining room table in an indoor rainstorm that, you know, her water broke, so the rain's coming down. The rain finally stops and they crawl out. She's like, oh, thank goodness. Wanda is upset. Everything seems ruined. So she conjures a strong wind that blows through the house. And Vision actually appears to have trouble standing against that wind, but it's only brief. And she kind of actually enjoyed the drying breeze. She has another contraction and urges Vision to call the doctor, but the phones are out. So he says yes to Leggett and rushes out. He doesn't go out in human form. He goes out in his Vision form, his red skin form. Later, we see him in his human form. So Wanda has another contraction, does some breathing. It sounds like, though, she brought a creature to life in the nursery. We don't see what it is yet. Before she can get there to see it, the doorbell rings. She goes to the closet and puts on a heavy coat to cover her pregnancy. Geraldine is at the door, and she notices the heavy coat in 75-degree weather. She walks right in, says it's because she wants to borrow a bucket because all her pipes burst at once.
I gotta bail myself out.
All right, sure.
Wanda heads to the kitchen to look for one, and each time she has a contraction, her coat magically changes. Like she has some pain, and it goes from a blue pea coat to a yellow rain slicker, and then from a yellow rain slicker to a brown mink, which she actually kind of likes. Then she takes off the coat and grabs a fruit bowl just as Geraldine comes into the kitchen. She takes an apple, and then on her way out, Geraldine says she's got a question. It's really kind of like a story about her temp job boss, Mr. Haddix. The animal in the nursery that she conjured, Wanda conjured, turns out to be a stork, and Wanda has to keep Geraldine from turning around. Geraldine says something about Mr. Haddix trying to come up with a slogan for a new breakfast cereal, one with little marshmallow moon men. I don't know if that's important.
Gravity O's. Launch into your day the right way.
Wanda is extremely nervous as the stork is at Geraldine's legs, ready to nip at her pants that have fish graphics on them, but the stork runs back to the nursery thanks to the exuberance of Geraldine. Geraldine then tells you how she got a promotion and didn't get fired, so she needs office supplies and wonders if Wanda has some in the spare room, and she just walks on in at the moment the stork takes his place in a pose that's just like the painting on the wall, which is very odd to me. Geraldine doesn't notice it, but notices the crib, and Wanda drops a vase that she was holding to conceal her baby bump because of a contraction, and then there's no hiding it. Geraldine is surprised to find out she's not just pregnant, but in labor. Like, how did you keep this from me? So we go to the doctor who's working on his car, because apparently what took out the block took out the car too, and his car has a license plate that says 6J9P8M. I don't know if somebody can figure out what that means, but it wasn't an electromagnetic pulse, just a magical one that took all the power out and burst all the pipes and stuff. I can't figure out what it is or if that's important at all. But Vision shows up with a human face. Remember, he went with a red face, but he just grabs the doctor and runs in super speed back home with him on his shoulders. So he's not trying to hide. Like, he tries to hide his visage, but he doesn't try to hide that he's got superpowers, I guess. Back at the house, Geraldine is helping Wanda to lay down, and things are going crazy in the house. But Geraldine simply says,
I may be late to the party, but I imagine there is a logical explanation for this.
Oh, it's all perfectly natural!
Hey, hey, you're doing great. You're doing great. Look at me. Look at me. Come on.
Wanda's having real trouble. Geraldine remains calm, helps with breathing exercises, even encourages Wanda when she says she can't do it. It's really nice and sweet. Geraldine says, you can do it, and it's time to start pushing. Wanda gives just one hard push, which I think most women probably who've been through labor would, you know, argue with. But as things gradually calm down after a frenzy of activity, we hear a baby cry, and Wanda has her TV baby. There's none of the real messiness. It's already swaddled, clean. It's clearly not a newborn. So it's a Wanda looks radiant, happy, without a hint of the effects of her first childbirth. So it's a TV birth, which, of course, that's what Wanda would want, right? Geraldine holds the baby boy and holds him up, hands him to Wanda. And then Vision arrives with the doctor and, sad to have missed it, but lovingly looks to Wanda and his new son. Wanda remarks that he should meet his son as himself, as Geraldine takes the doctor to the kitchen. Vision calls him Tommy, but Wanda screams. Vision notices another baby's coming, and she calls it Billy. So, Tommy and Billy. Again, in TV fashion, instead of a messy birth scene, we just cut away to the doctor and Vision, now again with his human face on, holding the babies as the doctor remarks about their 20 fingers and toes. No shock. About a pear in the morning, going all the way to pineapple by the afternoon. Nielsen makes a remark to Geraldine about having what it takes to be a nurse. Everyone's thankful, happy. Vision walks him out, which he makes light of, since before he said they ran so fast, it was as if they were flying, and he says, I hope I can walk out now. And Vision says he hopes he can go on his trip, but Nielsen gets a little somber, and he says he doesn't think they'll be able to go. Small towns, so hard to escape. Vision seems to be thinking seriously about something again, but he's not around Wanda this time. Agnes and Herb are talking, and now when you have your captions on, you can clearly see what they're saying, or at least what the script is telling you to say. And so I'll read it to you here. Agnes whispers, what is she doing in there? Referring to Geraldine. Herb says, I don't know, and Vision notices them. Agnes says, howdy, and Herb says, hey, and then they go back to their whispering. Agnes says, did you see her go inside? Herb whispers, she went right in. Agnes says, and her tummy was. Herb starts to ask, did Geraldine, as Vision walks over. Vision says something about a remarkable day. Agnes says, that's fine. She whispers, that's fine. Vision asks, hey, did you lose power too? Agnes redirects with Ralph again, saying he looks better in the dark. You know. Vision senses something is up, but he decides to head back inside to Wanda. As he goes, Agnes seems concerned and asks him, is Geraldine inside with Wanda? And he says, yes and asks why. Then we cut back inside. Geraldine tells Wanda she's a strong lady. Geraldine mentions twins, you know, the twin boys that she just had, and Wanda gets serious saying, I'm a twin. I had a brother. His name was Pietro. Geraldine looks a little shocked. Wanda starts singing in Sokovian. According to the captions, that's what they say. She's singing in Sokovian. And then Geraldine makes a direct reference to the events of Age of Ultron. She asks Wanda straight out.
He was killed by Ultron, wasn't he?
Then Wanda sheds a tear and asks, what did you say? We hear Herb's voice say she's new to town, brand new, and then the scene shifts back outside. Agnes and Herb are trying to sow a little distrust. She says, Geraldine has no family, no husband. Vision says, there's nothing wrong with that. Agnes tries another slight. She says, no home. Vision is seemingly a little caught off guard by that revelation. Back inside again, Wanda asks, what did you just say now? And she seems very disturbed by someone attacking that delusion that she's got. Geraldine tries to cover it up with a line about being a strong lady, but Wanda will not let it go. She asks directly what she said about Pietro. And Geraldine can't come up with anything. Tries to redirect, says she'll take a turn rocking the babies. There seemed to me to be a little hint of Wanda's Sokovian accent coming through when she tells her that she thinks she should leave and looks down at the sword emblem necklace that Geraldine is wearing as voiceover takes us back outside. It's Vision asking what Agnes meant about her having no home, Geraldine having no home. Herb has trouble answering. He says,
she came here because we're all...
She came here because we're all what? What are you trying to tell me?
Back inside again, Wanda asks directly about the necklace symbol and asks who Geraldine is. Outside, Herb tries to continue again. She came here because we're all... But Agnes, echoing Mrs. Hart in the first episode, turns to tell him, stop it. Wanda asks Geraldine again, who are you? And Geraldine can only get out, Wanda, I... And the babies are crying in the background. Wanda looks menacingly at Geraldine. So in the first episode, Mr. Hart was asking, who are you? You know, and then Mrs. Hart was telling Mr. Hart to stop it, right? And then this one, Agnes is telling Herb to stop it. And Wanda is asking Geraldine, who are you? Back outside, Agnes says, well, I better be going. But she's clearly indicating to Herb to stop the talking. And she says that macrame isn't going to hitch itself. And then she rings her bike bell and pushes it away. It's kind of like a Wicked Witch of the West or just a really weird kind of a thing to include a bike with a bell. And why'd she ride her bike when she lives next door? Vision looks to Herb to continue, but he gathers Tremor up and says, catch you on the flip side, Vision. And then he leaves. Vision heads inside and asks Wanda where Geraldine is. As Wanda looks lovingly at her twins, Wanda says, oh, she left, honey. She had to rush home. And that's when the aspect ratio increases. It comes out from 4:3 or 3:4 to 16:9, and it cuts to the real world of the MCU. So there's a weathered sign for Westview that says, just like in the episode 2 animated sequence, home, it's where you make it. It's got emblems for dining, gifts, gas, parking. It's got some, you know, town emblems like Rotary Club and stuff on it. But there are also barricades around the town. That's when we see Geraldine get ejected from that reality. She lands in the grass outside the town. She's clearly distressed. She's kind of like almost in a daze. Maybe like she just woke up from a dream or something. And then we start to hear the monkeys daydream believer over vehicles approaching her and a helicopter is flying overhead. I don't think it was red and gold, though. And we can also see, you know, big stand lights on big tower stands illuminating some kind of barrier, which we can assume is magical, the barrier. And you should note that Monica Rambeau, Geraldine, is still wearing her 70s era clothes. And then we see the please stand by full screen back as the credits take over. So some final thoughts about episode 3. You know, I read some really depressing comic book backstories about Billy and Tommy, if that is who they are. It seems that the energy used to create them gets absorbed and then they cease to exist. But Billy ends up being reincarnated later as William Kaplan, Tommy as Thomas Shepard. And they only found out about their original parentage of Wanda and Vision in their teen years much later when they're already part of the Young Avengers. So, they're, you know, unless Marvel really retcons that comic book universe, there's not a happy ending here for Wanda and for her kids. Geraldine, Monica's clothes, you know, I mentioned they didn't change when she went through the barrier. So does that mean nothing that will change if Wanda creates it in the universe? If Vision crosses over, will he be real? Unless she went in prepared, the changes that Wanda makes seem to stick. So maybe Vision could come back. Maybe he comes back with the Mind Stone. And that would be epic, because that could mean there's a way to bring all of the stones back, right? Because if Wanda creates them in a pocket universe, then they exist in the Earth that we know as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that could also mean that the Soul Stone could bring back Natasha or Gamora, right? Well, what do you think? Email us at thisisthewayphase4@gmail.com or interact with us on Twitter at thewayphase4. Episode 2 was directed by Matt Shakman. So was episode 1, and so was episode 3 this week. All Matt Shakman directed episodes. This time, episode 3, it was written by Megan McDonald. Came out January 22nd, the week after the series debuted, with 2 episodes on the 15th. And episode 4 is coming out Friday, January 29th. This has been This Is The Way Phase 4's discussion of Season 1, Episode 3 of WandaVision. I'm Steve Laskelzer, your host. Until next time, friends.